The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignment, with tips, inspiration, strategies, and a whole lot more.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Philadelphia. Welcome to the Kingdom Assignment. I am your host, Mother Judy Hines. Want to give a shout out to everybody this morning celebrating Pentecost. As you know, we celebrate it every day because the Holy Ghost has come. He has come. I want to give a special shout out this morning to Pastor Gary Moore, the Gary Moore Live Show. He's the reason that I'm here on the WWDB Radio Philadelphia 860 a.m. on your dial. He's the reason, and so we want to give a shout out of thanks to him on this morning. He's a very busy man in the kingdom of God, doing kingdom. He's doing his kingdom assignment, and he's doing a good job. He's doing a great job this morning, and so we are grateful to him and to WWDB for allowing us to come on every Monday morning at 7:30. So join us. Put it on your calendar. Tell your friends about it. It's your kingdom assignment with Mother Judy Hines. We're going to be talking about something not too popular, but very popular and very much needed to be talked about in the body of Christ, because a lot of people are experiencing adversity in their kingdom assignment. And we're wondering why we should have to experience adversity in the kingdom assignment when we've told God yes to his will and yes to his way, and we are obeying him in our assignment. But we need to know the purpose that God has for allowing adversity in our life. And we need to recognize and appreciate that God has a purpose for adversity. Adversity is nothing to run from. As a matter of fact, James tells us that we need to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation. That was his response. I know it's surprising that somebody would respond to adversity in that way. But then Paul says it a different way. He says we glory in tribulations also. And so we are here this morning to discuss what the difficulties that we experience, what they really mean in our life. What meaning do they take on in our life? Well, the first thing that I want to say to the audience this morning is that adversity gets our attention. Adversity gets our attention. So when it comes, we are forced to face problems. We are forced to face the dilemmas, the situations, the pressures that are too big for us to resolve, too big for us to handle. When it's too big for us, always remember that it's just right for God, because in this way, God gets our attention. So what he is helping us to understand and to realize is that we can't continue to pursue the goals or complete the task or even have relationships without involving him. So we have to stop and evaluate our situation. We have to ask God for wisdom. We have to obey his word. And then we have to trust him to bring the help that we need. Did you hear what Mother said to you this morning? We have to trust him to bring the help that we need. And believe me, God knows exactly what we need and who we need and exactly when we need it. He is an on-time God. He is an on-time deliverer, and he's not going to be late. And he's coming to see about you, and he's coming to see about me, and he is concerned about your kingdom assignment. As a matter of fact, God is interested in every aspect of our lives. Everything that involves us involves him, and he should be the leading role, the priority in our life. So the trouble that we're going through, it points us or points out our weaknesses, and it prompts us to rely on God. God wants us to depend on him 24/7. If you don't know, God is raising up a nation that shall obey. God is raising up a people that will call on his name. He's looking for folk who will call him early in the morning, call him in the noonday, and call him late at night. He wants to hear his people calling his name. And he wants to cause us to depend on him for everything. And I'm going to tell you this, folk. Everything we got, everything that we have, everything that we are, everything that we're not, I want you to know that God is the one. He is not a resource, but he is our source. And so this morning, I just want to invite everybody, those of you who are weary, those of you who have become burnt out, those of you who are struggling in the midst of a trial this morning, I want you to cast all of those cares on him, because they're too big for you. Quit trying to drag them around. Quit trying to understand it. Quit trying to work it out. Just give it to the Lord. I'm telling you, it sounds like something far-fetched, but I'm here to tell you, after 50 years of ministry, I found out that he will, and he can work it out. He will, and he can work it out. So this morning, we're talking about adversity. We're talking about adversity right here on your kingdom assignment. People are wondering, why do you have ups and downs? Why do you have trials, tribulations, while you're doing your kingdom assignment? Why shouldn't it be easy? Why shouldn't it be a bed of roses? I'm here to tell you this morning that that's not how it's going to happen, folks. Because good plus good does not equal perfection, but good plus bad, it equals perfection. And so what we're going to have to understand this morning is that the adversity, the trouble makes us. Trouble makes us. God has designed some trouble for you. There is some trouble that's been anointed just for you. Now, it is curtailed for you. It fits you, nobody else, because God knows what it's going to take for you to be a success, what it's going to take for you to build kingdom character, godly character, what it's going to take for you. And so he has curtailed it specifically for you and for me. So what it takes for me, it may not take for you, and what it takes for you, it may not take for me. And so I want you to know that trouble makes you. Trouble is designed to make you into a better person, to make you into a godly person, to get you able. It's your preparation for ministry. It's your preparation, for whatever God has called you into, preparation, this thing called adversity is going to be your holy escort into the places of God, into the high places of God. And you're not going to get there without it. So don't run from adversity. And the reason I gave you a James response, he said that count it all joy. And Paul's response says, we glory in tribulation. We're going to have to respond properly when we go through adversity. Can we just talk this morning and fellowship here on the kingdom assignment? You're going to have to go through the proper way, respond to adversity the right way. You're going to have to learn how to dance in the fire, dance and glorify God in the fire. Hallelujah. And when you dance and glorify God in the fire, I'm telling you that you're coming out of that thing like pure gold. You're coming out of that refiner's fire like pure gold. And you, God is just getting you ready for your next. What is your next? Your next dimension, your next level, the next place, your next predestinated place in God. Your escort is some trouble. And so in this life, you will have trouble. In this life, you will have adversity. In this life, you will have some storms. You will have some problems, but they're not there to defeat you. They're not there to destroy you. They're not there to bring you under, but they are there in order for you to grow, in order for you to mature, in order for us all to become who God has called us to be. I'm telling you, I'm talking to somebody this morning who's about to emerge as a great woman of God and a great man of God, because you are going through the right way. You are responding the right way. And God's hand is upon your life. It's upon your life. I want you to know also that adversity, maybe it may seem difficult, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. Adversity is no problem for God. God uses it to discipline us and to bring us to maturity. That's because he's a loving father, and he helps his children learn and grow through the discipline that he carries out in our lives. And so we need to give God praise for discipline. So God uses adversity to help us to grow into holiness. And I tell you what, folks, you will never get it any other way, because not only do you grow into holiness, but what growing into holiness means is that you become more like him. And so when we persevere through hardship, we have proof that we are God's children. That is the proof that we are God's children. How do they know? Because they're watching how we're going through each thing that we're going through. And listen, friends, you got to go through the right way. What you don't want to do is have to repeat the class. You don't want to am I talking to the class this morning? We don't want to repeat the class. But if you have to repeat the class, then it's going to be more difficult the second time around. So you want to pass the class the first time. And listen, let me tell you this, and then we've got to get out of here because time is flying this morning. But if you've just joined me this morning, this is Mother Judy Hines, and I am your host for your kingdom assignment. I'm here to push you. I'm here to get you up and moving. I'm here to let you know that you can make it. I'm here to let you know this morning that God is expecting you to grow and to mature. And so we're talking about adversity. God using adversity as a strategy and a tool in our kingdom assignment to mature us and to grow us and to cause us to become more like him. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I also want you to know that adversity calls for self-examination. Self-examination. We have to grow to the point that the prophet and the apostle and whoever else comes to town does not have to tell us what's wrong with us, because we have already taken an examination of ourselves. See, the discipline of the Lord is a part of the life of the believer. It's a part of the life of every Christian. And adversity is supposed to motivate us to examine our lives and discern if we are disobeying God's word in any area. So let me tell you something. God's word should be our guide in self-examination. I'm going to say it again. We use God's word as a rule of thumb, and we use God's word as a guide in self-examination. So many cause and effect sequences are recorded in Scripture for our instruction and warning. It's not just for instruction, but it's for warning. So when we experience specific difficulties in our lives, we should discern if they are consequences of sin. We should know if they are consequences of sin, if they are consequences of disobedience. And so what we want you to know this morning is that that old spirit called pride, I want you to know that adversity exposes pride. Adversity exposes pride. I'm going to say it again. Adversity exposes pride. Yes, yes, indeed. And so we are supposed to know. We are supposed to know what pleases our Father. And we know what pleases our Father by the word of God. By the word of God. So not only is it our guide for self-examination, adversity is also a signal to reevaluate our priorities. Sometimes life, the busyness of life, gets our priorities off. And so adversity comes along to help us get our priorities back in place. Because, listen, we are living in troubled times. We are living in perplexed times. We are living in a time of the pandemic. And we are experiencing extreme pressure, and the enemy is using what's called an overwhelming tactic. The overwhelming tactic says you have grief on one side, sorrow on the other side. You have problems on the left and problems on the right. You know what I'm saying. And so you're trying to live from week to week the best that you know how, but your priorities get off in troubled times. So we need to consider our priorities and discern if we are spending enough time preserving the most important aspects of our lives. Our relationship with God, that's important. Our relationship with others, that's important. So what happens is if we don't evaluate this, our priorities, we might need a health checkup. That's what we need. We need a spiritual health checkup. We also need a spiritual mental checkup, a spiritual emotional checkup. We need to find out just where we are, just where we are. We should regularly evaluate the health of our relationships and invest the time and the effort that's needed to maintain them honorably. Yes, that's the word. That's the word. So what happens? What happens when we do not spend time with God? I'm going to tell you, we are in an unhealthy situation spiritually. We are spiritually unhealthy. When we do not spend time with God, when we need to even go back to, remember when we was growing up in Vacation Bible School and Sunday School, they made us memorize the scripture and meditate on his word. We need to be memorizing and meditating on his word. Now, the word meditate in the Hebrew does not mean just thinking about it, just keeping it in your mind. No, the word meditate means, listen, you're going to have to speak this thing out loud. That, see, because we are in, this is a word thing. I'm saying thing because I can't think of the right word for it. But we operate on the word, in the word. Nothing happens without a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A word activated. That's what this is. You're living in a word activated system here spiritually. Word activated. Nothing happens without a word. And so many of you that's listening to me, let me just impose here and tell you that you're going to have to stop and put a word out on yourself. The word is a skilled assassin. The word is a sharpshooter. The word never misses its mark. You need the word of God operating in your life 24/7, 365 days a year, because it is the word of God that you need, the word of God that found you, the word of God that saved you, the word of God that's keeping you. You need to meditate on it day and night. You need to memorize it. You need to listen. Don't miss a day. Don't miss a day. It's like taking a dose of medicine. Don't miss a day. Listen, the way we eat sometimes, three times a day, you need to schedule in your moments with God. You need to schedule your prayer time. Schedule your time that you're going to devote to devotion. Schedule it in and don't miss it. Don't miss your time with God. Don't miss your date with God. Hallelujah. You have an appointment with the CEO of the universe. You don't miss your date with the CEO of the universe. You don't show up late. You don't show up late. Say it again, Mother. You don't show up late. You show up on time. Now, what is on time? On time is 10 minutes before, 5 minutes before, 15 minutes before, because if you show up on time, you already late. You're already late. All right, all right. That's my pet peeve for this morning. God bless you all in the listening audience this morning. This is Mother Judy Hines. I'm your host. This is your kingdom assignment, and we're discussing why do we have adversity and why do we have trouble in the kingdom assignment. It just seems like everything should be right. Everything should be going according to plan, everything. But we know in this life that things don't go according to plan. Things don't go. A monkey wrench gets thrown in there. And also, don't forget that the enemy of your soul is walking around like a roaring lion, looking to who he can devour, who he can steal and rob from, who he can kill. Let me say something, folks. The enemy is real out here, and he has intensified his strategy, and that's the reason that Mother Hines is on teaching now, because the enemy has intensified his strategy, and you need to know that it has been intensified, and that means that you have to intensify your strategy. That means that you're going to pray more. That means you're going to devote more time to memorizing the scripture. You're going to meditate on the word more. You're going to pray more. You're going to spend more time with God. Because if not, we're going to miss out. We're going to miss a God moment. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to miss the God moment. He wants you to miss the very moment that you came into the earth realm for. But I refuse. I declare and decree that you will not miss another God moment. I declare and decree this morning that you're going to use adversity to your advantage. You're going to use adversity to become who God called you to be. You're going to be that godly person. You're going to be more and more like him. You're going to be more holy. You're going to spend more time with him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we're discussing it so that you will recognize and appreciate God's purpose for difficulties, for storms, and for problems and for trouble in your life. I'm going to tell you this morning that trouble is the reason you are anointed. Trouble is the reason that you are appointed. Trouble, how you responded and went through it, determines your level, determines where you're going and how far you're going in God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I wish somebody this morning, I just got to say it one time before we get off this morning, put the coffee cup down and take a victory lap around the kitchen table. Put the coffee cup down and take a run through the house this morning, because you have found out that trouble makes you, and that you're going to learn how to dance and to glorify God in the fire. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, I'm going to say this, and we're getting all trouble. Is for warfare, folks. Trouble is warfare. It's just warfare, folks. And God has called you to go get on the wall. God has called you to be the intercessor. He's developing those intercessory gifts. He's developing those prayer warrior gifts. And so this is the class. Trouble is your class. It's your classroom that's going to teach you how to handle things in prayer, how to pray for others, how to stand in the gap, teach you the disciplines of prayer, and teach you the strength of praying. I'm here to tell you, folks, you need to clap your hands this morning and give God praise for developing the strategy, the tool called adversity, that's going to allow you to reach and fulfill the purpose and the will of God in your life right here in the earth realm. I tell you what, my time is run out this morning. I tell you, I have so much fun on the kingdom assignment, and I'm glad that you have decided that you're going to be a part of the kingdom assignment. I appreciate you. I thank you for listening in this morning. Would you help me get the word out? Every Monday morning, right here at 7:30, you can hear Mother Judy Hines, and we're going to be talking about your kingdom assignment, and you're going to get some tips, some tools, some strategies, and inspiration that will cause you to move to your next predestinated place in God. And so until next time, be blessed, and I'll see you next Monday morning.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on motherjudyhines@gmail.com or motherjudyhines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30